It's getting bleak, but the ship is sinking in the storm. I won't be yours anymore. Oh, I know I won't be yours anymore.
Well, it seems I was mistaken. Music for Birds is not in the studio. It is 7:02. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. And in just a minute, we'll leave you in the lovely hands of Rick Deckard.
Splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Henry, don't you let nobody keep you down. Don't let nobody kick you around. Always be a kind and a gentle boy. Don't let nobody keep you down. When I was but a baby boy, playing at my grandpa's feet, with his guitar in his hands and love in his heart, he'd sing this song to me. No, I didn't much understand him. It took years and many tears, from broken hearts and broken promises, before the meaning of his song came clear. Henry, don't you let nobody keep you down. Don't let nobody kick you around. Always be a kind and a gentle boy. Don't let nobody keep you down. Don't let nobody keep you down. Don't let nobody keep you down. Now I've grown up and a grandpa grown old. He still sings that song. He looks me in the eye and says, come on, boy, I'd love for you to sing along.
Henry, don't you let nobody keep you down. Don't let nobody kick you around. Always be kind and a gentle boy. Don't let nobody keep you down. Don't let nobody keep you down.
Don't let nobody keep you down. when an old man sang, I still hear him play. With his guitar in my hands and love in my heart, I still hear him say,
Henry, don't you let nobody keep you down. Don't let nobody kick you around. Always be a kind and a gentle boy. Don't let nobody keep you down.
Who is fast? and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry, she's putting up her hair, she's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
This is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields on a July day, about the same chartreuse as that 69 bug you used to drive around San Jose. You never knew where my old white Lincoln might take you. Party on wheels with suicide doors. Bring the kids and the dogs and your grandma too. We always had room for more. Till that white knuckle ride back from Santa Cruz, second best surfer on the Central Coast, had you wrapped up all the way back to Los Gatos, and I could have cut his throat. And it wasn't like we were an item to start with. It had no basis in fact. But the whiskey could push me to sudden extremes. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting. Out there. with the days getting shorter, seeking our place in the greater scheme. Kids and careers and a vague sense of order, and busting apart at the seams. I heard you switched coasts, moved in with your sister. I doubt she'd have called it familial bliss. We met up in Brooklyn before it went hipster. You carried your keys in your fist. Then away back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me, keeping it from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost out there. Or I'll be lost out there. I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields at harvest time looked like tumbleweeds all raked up into rows and brown, rusty contour lines. There's not much moving on the romance radar. Not that I'm craving it all that much, but I still need to feel every once in a while the warmth of a smile and a touch. Back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. 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 Take my hand.
went so wrong. I used to sing my prayers, baby, all night long. I listened to the gospel ringing in my ears. Come on, sister Anne, save me from my fears if you can. I know you can. I know you can. 'Cause you're my sister Anne.
Know my own bed. as if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. And she said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blow.
Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. Am I traveling companions or ghosts in empty sockets? I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There is a girl in New York City who calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees your flaw. Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, in Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. For reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I'm a reason.
Me, I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Let it never be said Joking with me, and you don't. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Whatever happened to the radio? Tell me, cause it's that I- Punk girl,